And now, the story of a young scientist in the making. Margot Thomas lives with her family in a place most people would feel lucky just to visit on vacation. Her home overlooks the Pacific Ocean in Laguna Beach, California. Every Wednesday at the break of dawn, the 17-year-old sun-bleached blonde rolls up her jeans and walks barefoot down 225 steep steps to the beach. It's a ritual that shaped and recently changed her life. As Living on Earth's Ingrid Lobet explains, Margot has joined a wave of surfers who are helping make the quality of ocean water an issue in Southern California.
The sun is just rising as Margot Thomas kneels into a wave and drags a sterile bag through the surf.
So I just scooped the ocean water into our sample bag at 9th Street, also known as 1,000 Steps Beach.
Thanks to Margot, 40 other teenagers are doing this same thing right now, gathering samples up and down the 7-mile length of this town. It started like this. One morning, Margot was out skimboarding, riding her board into the waves, flipping around, and riding back.
And I had been skimboarding since 7 o'clock in the morning. The lifeguard came down around 9 o'clock, and then all of a sudden, he started enforcing the regulation that half the beach was safe and the other half was unsafe by a stake that was in the sand. So I was standing there, like, watching the water go back and forth. I didn't understand how one side of the beach, it was that side that was contaminated, and this side could be safe.
It turned out on one side, fecal bacterial levels had closed the beach, but on the other side, the count was lower, so it was open. That was still in Margot's mind a year later when an activist from the Surf Rider Foundation, an environmental group well known around here, visited her biology class. He explained that volunteers could test their own water. Soon, Margot had turned her parents' garage into a lab. She was by herself the first time her results came up hot.
And when I saw it, I mean, all of the squares were fluorescent, and that's how you read your results. You count the fluorescent squares. Usually it's just like 3, but I mean 40 of them were fluorescent. I was almost shaking. I was like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? I was scared that people had been swimming in this super contaminated water. Luckily, when I woke up the next day and went down to the beach, the county had found out it was really high too, so the beach was closed.
Orange County does more testing than most places, but it doesn't have the resources to test all the county's beaches. There are more than 30 in the town of Laguna alone. Soon, Margot was testing 10 of them, and it was quickly becoming too much work. So she made a sign-up sheet and organized the first high school chapter of the International Surf Rider Foundation. It soon became the most popular club on campus.
So the first thing you do is you want to get a clean container from here.
Lunchtimes now, Margot finds herself teaching basic scientific method to other seniors, juniors, and sophomores at Laguna Beach High.
You need help?
Yes.
Okay, that's fine. Just go stand to the side and I'll help you with that.
Margot and her high school surf rider club now know something the public here has gradually been learning, that the waves, yearned after by legions of tourists and heavily used by locals, are often unsafe for play. Several kids here, most of them surfers, say they joined this club because they weren't getting enough information about the water, and it's where they spend a lot of time. Jennifer Haley.
People don't know how bad the water is sometimes, and 3 days after it rains, people are supposed to know automatically that the water levels are really high, so you shouldn't swim. And none of us even knew that, and we've lived by the beach our whole lives.
I always thought it was just one day.
I know. I thought it was one day after it rained.
Over at the Orange County Health Agency, Monica Mazur says the county is doing all it can to tell the public which beaches should be avoided and when.
Now, it's a little bit difficult when you think of it to post signs along about 142 miles of beaches along the county, and people know that they should stay out of the water after rainstorms.
You're saying after a rainstorm it's quite likely that you would need to post an advisory on every beach.
Exactly, because there is runoff that, you know, impacts virtually every beach along the coast. Every storm drain, every street end, every creek, river, and stream, you know, ultimately ends up at the ocean. So it's all the beaches.
On any random winter day, you can also dial the Orange County Health Agency and hear a message like this one.
Good morning. This is Mike Fennessy with the Orange County Environmental Health Division. Until further notice, in San Clemente, at North Beach, the ocean water area on 150 feet up coast and 150 feet down coast of the restroom and concession building is closed to swimming and surfing due to a sewage spill. bacterial levels in ocean recreational waters exceed standards at the following locations.
Bacterial levels on Southern California beaches in the winter of 2000 exceeded standards 58% of the time, according to a regional research project.
The water quality after a rain in Southern California is equivalent to sewage.
Dr. Gordon Labed squeezes a few minutes between patients in his family practice at Kaiser Permanente in East L.A.
It's quite simply, you get sick, and surfers get sick dramatically because their faces go underwater all the time. Waters enter their sinuses up through their nose, and they frequently get sinus infections, and polluted water gets in their ears, and they get ear infections, and if they wind swallowing some of the stuff, they'll get gastroenteritis. And it's rare to see people seriously ill, but their illness is just the same.
Many people have understood for some years that the water is contaminated here after a rain. Sewage treatment plants along the oceanfront can overflow, and winter rains mean heavy runoff that flushes all kinds of pollutants into creeks and drains that stop right at the beach. But until the late 90s, this was mostly seen as a winter problem, one that only affected surfers, since most people don't swim in winter because the air's too cold. Dr. Labed feels their concerns were ignored.
Public health agencies would say that, just say that. Nobody goes in the ocean after a rain except surfers, meaning, you know, surfers are some kind of morons or something. And quite frankly, I'm 55 years old and I'm a professor of medicine. I'm a solid citizen. I go surfing every day. We've been marginalized, yeah, by the public health agencies.
But surfers are growing less lonely in their lament. More people are paying attention. 5 years ago, California passed the strongest beach testing program in the country. Similar legislation followed in other states and then nationally. Then 3 years ago, contamination closed a famous beach for the entire summer season.
Huntington Beach, California, a 2.5-mile stretch of summer reopened today, just in time for Labor Day weekend after a 2-month ban on swimming.
Huntington Beach, the summer of 1999, the fabled surf city, visited by more than 3 million swimmers a year, closed for the whole summer. The source of the contamination was a mystery. Again, Dr. Labed's.
The beach businesses were just livid. They lost tens of thousands and perhaps millions of dollars. And it got the attention of the politicians. Almost a watershed moment for us beach water quality activists. Because it really put us on the map.
With beach closures becoming an economic issue, the search was on for a culprit. Scientists now had more money for research. Reporters took a deeper look. The Orange County Register mined public records and discovered there's a sewage spill every 34 hours in their county. Ryan Dwight, a researcher at the University of California at Irvine and a surfer, found there was more interest in his area of study, summer runoff.
You live on a street with 20 different houses, say. It's Saturday. Four people go out, water their lawn. Some of that runs down in the creek. Two people wash their car. Some soap stuff comes down. Two people on your block went and walked their dog this morning. One didn't pick up the dog mess. Three people in your neighborhood have cats. Nobody picks up after their cats. One person changes the oil in their car and doesn't know what to do with it, and he dumps that. And that's just one city block. Now, you know, and that happens every block, every day, for thousands and thousands of miles. That everything goes into a storm drain, which then goes into a flood channel, which then gets focused into a river.
And the rivers flow to the beach. Some residents suspect there's still something else fouling Southern California beaches, that some of the millions of gallons of partially treated sewage piped offshore several miles into the ocean may be washing back. The Environmental Protection Agency allows 42 districts in the United States to avoid giving their sewage full secondary treatment. The largest waiver is in Orange County, the second largest in San Diego. New studies indicate some of this partially treated sewage in Orange County could be moving back toward shore. But Stanley Grant, an engineering professor at UC Irvine, says the studies are not conclusive.
If you really despise the sanitation district and the fact that they are not doing full secondary treatment, then your take on their data is that, yes, you can see the plume moving towards shore. If you think that they're doing a fine job, then you point out, well, it looks like the plume stops at about 2 miles out, something like that, and it doesn't appear to move any further. The science of it is very, very tricky, though.
Despite the problems, most Southern California beaches are safe most of the time in summer when most people use them. On one hand, population is growing. There are more and more people flushing toilets and washing cars. But cities and counties have also dramatically improved their sewage treatment. Some say water quality is actually staying the same. Activists with the Surf Rider Foundation are down at the beach this day, quizzing surfers about why they're traipsing right past this morning's red paper signs that say, warning, ocean water may cause illness, bacteria levels exceed health standards.
Did you notice these signs on your way down this morning?
I didn't see them until I got out.
What do they make you think?
That I hope I didn't swallow too much water.
Stupid. I'll be bummed 2 days from now when I'm sick and wishing I wouldn't have done it. So
there's a warning. I figure it's not too bad. If it's really bad, they'll shut down the beach.
One magazine dubbed those who ignore the warnings toxic surfers. But Margo Thomas's high school surf rider group believes people need to know just how bad the water is, not with the general warning posted today, but with specific bacterial counts like the ones on their posters, sometimes 7, 8, or 10 times the legal standard. With surprise, Margo notes even non-surfers are looking at them.
I even saw parents looking at it before allowing their kids to go to the water, and that made me really proud.
Margo believes with more information, public demand for water cleanup will go from a quiet to a loud roar. Her commitment is long-term. She was planning to study aerospace engineering. Now she says she's chosen environmental policy. For Living on Earth, I'm Ingrid Lobet in Orange County.